101 Ways, I should say, first of all, it refers to the myth of eroticism that hangs over Asian American women, and also that hangs over geishas as well. It's this idea that geishas and Asian American women know 101 ways to please a man in bed. And it has to do with this myth of eroticism. It's kind of this idea of Orientalism, which Edward Said, my old professor at Columbia, came up with. And there does seem to be a lot of fetishization of Asian women going on, I think, in this culture. I'm wondering whether it's actually a little bit more noticeable in the East Coast, just because I think Seattle and the West Coast in general has more of an important Asian population. And so maybe there's just less of that. Maybe there's less of that. I'm not quite sure. But I think it's very strong in the East Coast, and in part because Asians are enough of a rarity that it's, I suppose, maybe easier to exoticize and to kind of to put on this whole mystique, to impose a mystique. But throughout the novel, the term changes, and Kiki actually does manage to co-opt it and use it and turn it towards her own ends. And what she says is that there are 101 ways to love people. There are all sorts of different ways, and there's just that she did have one ideal love in Philip, but she will someday move on and find another way that's just as viable.